Is he calling? He's probably got it in his shoe like Don Adams and Agent 99. Remember that one, Hope?
I sure do. Yeah, I thought you picked up right where he left off.
Yeah, I remember those big old, when cell phones first came out, it looked like you carried around a suitcase with a phone on top.
I do. And I remember driving to Knoxville, going to a Tennessee game where we'd have to wait till we get close to the tower so we could talk.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. Are we on the air, or are you just joking around?
Yes.
Yes, what, joking around?
Yes, I'm on the air, and we're joking around. What do you think?
Hey,
do I need to go? So I need to go. Oh, hello, everybody. Hope Hines. He is a legend, and he is joining us now.
Thank you. That's more appropriate. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. That's what I was expecting.
Well, really, well, why don't you just, if you just want to record some intro music next time, just send it on over. Do that.
I detect a little bit of lack of respect on your part, I think.
Well, you big time. I told you I've been big time by bigger, okay?
And I told you, but not much bigger.
Yeah, that's true, man. We were going to get into some stories this morning. But that's okay. We'll get you back. The main reason is, the everything that you do all year long, but certainly the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home and the tournament is just an amazing thing, what you do. And what is this going to be, let me guess, 28th year?
You got it. You hit it right on the
28th year.
That's a little bit scary, Greg.
Well,
that you know it's 28.
Well, I research my facts, Hope.
Well, I guess you do. That's why you're an award-winning sports writer.
Award-winning something. Full of you-know-what, maybe.
Well, I am just privileged and blessed to be associated and have been associated with the Children's Home for all these years, Greg. And we do a wonderful thing for those children out there who, come to the campus abused and abandoned in more ways than, as much psychologically as physically. And we, with the Lord's help, do our best to put their lives back together with a Christian foundation and loving parents in those homes who blend those children in with their own children. And so those are the real champions of what we do out there, those house parents. And we've been doing it for a long time, and we're just so thankful for that. And with wonderful people like you and the radio station and all that you do for us and have now for a number of years, we appreciate it so much. I know you know that.
Well, so it only took me one time to hear what they do. These young men and women of high school age or less, the ultimate goal is to reunite the children with the parents, and hopefully that can happen. But along the way, they're mainstream. They go to the local high schools. They do this. They are part of the community instead of being isolated in the way things used to be. And that right there is, I think, the worth of it is that they don't come there and they just sequestered. No, they're integrated into so many parts of the community, and they learn from so many just by being and doing.
Well, one of the main lessons that we try to incorporate is the fact that these children just lead as normal a life as they possibly can, especially, let's say, the first 6 months that they are brought to campus, because they're going through a life-changing transition from what they've known. And so I say this so many times, Greg, but it's the absolute truth that the first lesson that the house parents have to teach and to overcome, by the way, is that these children come there and they don't trust anybody. You can imagine, you can understand that. Coming out of the environments that some of them do, if they can't trust their parents, they're not going to trust anybody else. And they have been taken from those homes because they can't trust their parents, and their parents are not fit to be the parents. And so we begin to work with the parents and educate and teach them as well as to how to be loving, caring parents. And not abusive. So that's the biggest thing that those children have to go through. But yes, we try to just allow them to be as normal as they possibly can. And Greg, we take them from age 5 years old. I think we had one that was 4 years old one time. And can you imagine a four-year-old child being taken out of a home that, yes, it may have been a bad situation, and then placed into people's homes who just pour out their heart to them. And some of those children get to go back to their families, which is what we prefer. But if they don't, they will stay with us for the remainder of their teenage and young adult lives, and then that becomes their home forever. And we're so proud of that fact, and we're just so happy that we're able to help some people's lives.
Hope Hines with us, the Hope Hines Four Kids Golf Classic, Monday, June 6th, out at Nashville Golf, 11 a.m. shotgun start. We'll be doing our show, as always, out there from 9 to 11, as much to get the food at 11.
you're honest, if nothing else.
Yep.
Hey, let me throw this in. We've got spots for a couple of foursomes if somebody would love to come and play with us. It's $1,200 for a team. And let me give you this number, if I may, Greg. It is 615-376-3163. Call that number. Bill Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R. Bill Gardner is in charge from the children's home standpoint. So call him at 615-376-3163. I promise you will have a wonderful experience. And one other thing, Greg, we're adding this year, and you're invited as well, and your radio team. We're having a dinner Sunday night preceding the tournament on the 6th at the Children's Home. Mayor Bulls, I'm going to give them a great plug here, Mayor Bulls is hosting it for us. And so for all participants, you're invited to come, and if any are listening, we sent out an email and an invitation yesterday. So, Greg Pogue, you and your staff are invited to come and join us and be with us for all that you do. Please make a note of that, and I hope you'll do that. That's Sunday night. It begins at 5:30. 5:30 to 7 o'clock, we'll be there in the gymnasium on the campus on Franklin Road of the Children's Home, okay?
Well, that's outstanding, and thank you, but don't worry about it. I'm not bringing any of the people working here with me, I guarantee you that. But anyway.
Yeah, but I know how you love to eat.
No, I'll be fine. Thank you. Hope Hines with us. Hope, what are you doing these days? And, you know, I always ask you this. Is that second book any closer to being finished?
The second book is finished, Greg. Let me just say that. The second book is finished. Now I'm going through the rewrite. You know about rewrite.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, when you write anything, you got to go back and rewrite. And that's taking time. And I haven't poured myself into it the way I should have the last year, for sure. But yes, I'm going back and rewriting it, and then hopefully at least by the first of next year we'll be done with that, and get that puppy off to somebody. If I have to give it away, we'll get it out there at some point in time. But yeah, I'm doing that, and you know, then just getting ready to play a little bit of golf, playing golf tomorrow, and got another one coming up in a week or so, and then the golf tournament with the Children's Home. So, you know, I'm just living a good life, you know, just being blessed and loving life in every way I can.
Well, I don't want to get you out of here. I want you to tell about the Rumble in the Jungle, that story that I can never not hear it enough, just about you being there, how you got there. Obviously, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, one of the great fights in the history of the sport. Just
I saw a documentary on that the other night. I don't even know what I was watching. It could have been ESPN. It may have been, but it was a documentary of that entire week. And I kept looking for myself, and I didn't see myself, but it didn't matter. That's okay. It was behind the scenes stuff with Ali and Foreman and all of that. But it brought back some great, great memories. Of course, this was in 1974. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it probably was in the fall. I don't know. May have gotten that mixed up. But anyway, it was in 1974. And for those old-time Nashvillians, if I said the name Lon Barnell, how many people would recognize and remember Lon Barnell? Lon was Lon Barnell was a former assistant basketball coach with Adolph Rupp at the University of Kentucky. And then he came to Nashville and began promoting in the music industry. Barbara Mandrell was one of his clients, and he promoted her. He also promoted the Harlem Globetrotters, had them for the Southeast region. That was his territory, that he took those teams and put them in buildings and that sort of thing. So that's Lon Varnell. So he called me one day and said, hey, Hope, I'd like to have lunch with you. Got an idea for something. I said, great. So we met, and he said, I have just acquired the movie theater rights to show the satellite feed of the fight with Foreman and with Ali. And he said, I want to ask you a question. Would you be interested in going if we could work out a financial situation with Channel 5? I said, oh, my gosh. You know I would, Lon. So he says, I will foot the bill for 50%. If the station will pay the other 50%, I'll get you all the credentials you need. All I want you to do is to go over there, you know, work for the station, do the stories that you want to, send it back to both them and me, and let me take that to Atlanta and Birmingham and the other places that I'm going to have to sell tickets for the satellite feed and promote the fight on the local television station. So I didn't have any idea Channel 5 would, Greg, but I presented it to them, and they said, well, sure, why don't we do it? And, man, I thought I was going to just fall over right there. So they sent me and one photographer to Zaire in Kinshasa, and, boy, was that an experience. It was Joseph Mobutu, of course, was the dictator then, and he was trying to get publicity for his nation there, but unfortunately he didn't know much about the freedom of the press. So everything over there, of course, is controlled by his dictatorship. So we all had to be very careful whenever we went out, every day, wherever we went, if it was to breakfast or lunch or wherever, we had our credentials on around our neck, because they had armed guards walking the streets with machine guns every day. That was the way it was. And so we got checked a couple of times, but then we got a little used to it. So we would go, they would pull the bus up for the media. And the only part of the time when I was there, there wasn't that many people from the media. Now, it's 1974. So the media was not covering this event like they would now. It would be hundreds and hundreds there. It wasn't but a few back then. I was one of the few TV stations there of any kind, network or otherwise. And so had full access to Ali and Foreman. Foreman, however, refused, Greg, to talk to the media. And he was in the shadow of Ali, not only in the shadow of Ali's boxing ability, but in the shadow of his personality. And so he just couldn't compete with Ali, and so he didn't. And had a wonderful opportunity many occasions after the boxing practice sessions were over, he'd say, to sit down with Ali, Angelo Dundee, who was his manager back then, and all of that. So that's the story there. And we sent the film back, and Lon was happy, and we were happy, and boy, what a great experience it was. So thanks for asking. It's just one of those old, you know, old stories. And as I would tell you, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it's one heck of a story, Hope. Hey, Hope, thanks for joining us again. Plug your golf tournament, Hope Hines 4 Kids Golf Classic.
Yes, sir. It's going to be on Monday, June 6th. And that tee time, that shotgun start is 11:30. And we're playing at Nashville Golf and Athletic. Great, great golf course. Great people out there who treat us like we're royalty. And we've been there a number of years, and we love going there. As I said a moment ago, we got a couple openings for a couple of teams. If you'd like to join us, at 615-376-3163, or just call the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. You can find it anywhere, and ask for Bill Gardner, and we'll get you all hooked up. And then those that are participating and playing on Sunday night, the 5th, at 5:30 in the afternoon at the gymnasium there on the campus, Mayor Bulls is hosting a dinner for all the participants and sponsors and everybody involved. So we'd love to see you there. Greg, you're just a champion in my life, and you always will be, my brother. I thank you so much for what you do. I'm looking to being with you on the radio out there on June 6th.
All right, yeah, I'm looking forward. We've been, I don't know, what, 10 years in a row? I can't remember. We've been out there every year for a while now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know more about the tournament than
oh,
I
oh, yeah, right.
And that is scary.
I know where to go to talk, and I know where to go to eat. And I know where to go to the bathroom, okay? That's the three things.
All right, my brother.
All right, see you, Hope. Thank you, buddy.
See you.
All right, Hope Pine.